Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a stormy start to the week. There's a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms with strong winds, hail and possible flash floods. That's over the central parts of both the Northwest and the Free State. Then also that yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rain. And that's over the extreme northern parts of Gauteng, the northern and eastern parts of Mpumalanga and the southern, western and central parts of Limpopo. Pretoria starting the week with a high of 25, Joburg and Rustenburg 24, Mbombela 18, Nemalahleni 20 and Polokwane a high of 26 degrees.
Xenia McQuirk says there's a stationary car in the left lane on the R21 just after the Atlas Road off-ramp towards Vroetrekker Road. Thank you very much, Xenia.
Two children have drowned in an excavation pit in the Machabeng local municipality in the south of Gauteng. The Vaal Central Water Board says it's understood that the two children of 10 and 11 years old were part of a group of children who swam in the pit on a construction site, and that is part of the sewer network repairs project in the municipality. The incident is being investigated. And two powerful earthquakes rocked southern Cuba in quick succession yesterday, and that came just a month after the island was struck by a hurricane that knocked out power nationwide. The quakes cracked walls and damaged homes, but didn't appear to have caused any deaths. And now looking at our business news. Well, Bitcoin soared to a new record high this morning as traders bet that Donald Trump's return to the White House will be good for the cryptocurrency. The digital currency hit $81,740 for the first time in its history. Trump's pledge to make the United States the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency capital of the world. And Asian markets fell this morning after China's keenly anticipated plans to support the world's number two economy fell short of expectations. Traders are also keeping tabs on Washington, where America's President-elect Trump is putting his cabinet together. A dollar now trading at R17.63, a euro R18.85, a pound up to R22.76, gold at $2,687.50 for fine ounce, and oil at $73.56 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
We are number one again. Saturday is worth celebrating. Magazole Mapimpi scored another brace at Murrayfield as the box saw off a fired-up Scotland in a scrappy encounter yesterday. Mapimpi scored twice when the box were last in Edinburgh in 2021. Did it again as the world champions opened their November tour with a 32-15 win. Captain on the day, Yeben Etzebeth, felt the hosts deserved praise for their efforts.
Compliments to them. I think they were great today. I think we probably weren't at our best, but we showed quality in the end to make the score quite like that.
Good game from him as well. The Box next face England at Twickenham. That's on Saturday. Kickoff is at 7:40 in the evening. Scotland, they'll be looking to bounce back from successive defeats to the All Blacks and Wallabies when they host Portugal. The Springbok women's sevens team overcame Kenya 19-10 in a hard-fought final at the Rugby Africa women's sevens in Ghana yesterday to retain their continental crown and qualify for the World Rugby Challenges series to be played next year. The Proteas clawed their way back from the brink of death last night, clinching a nail-biting 3-wicket win over India to level the T20 International Series in the second match in Gqeberha. They now head to the Highveld with the final two matches scheduled for the Wanderers on Wednesday and SuperSport Park on Friday. Sundowns march towards the final of the 2024 Carling Knockout Cup final following a hard-fought 2-0 win over Maruma Gallants and Bloemfontein yesterday. And Arsenal and Tottenham 9 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool after the Reds won all draw yesterday, while Ipswich stunned Tottenham 2-1 for their first Premier League victory in 22 years. Manchester United with a 3-0 win over Leicester. Nottingham Forest dropping out of the top four with a 3-1 home defeat by Newcastle. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.